Who then is this whom even wind and sea obey? This is an interesting question for the disciples to ask themselves. Why were they so frightened? Several of the 12 were fishermen. They had their own boats and worked on that sea. And the Sea of Galilee is known still as being a place of violent, unexpected squalls. So it seems like they should have been prepared to handle the storm. But there's something more. For Jewish people in that time, the power, the chaos, and the unpredictability of the sea was symbolic of something demonic. In the very next chapter in St. Mark's Gospel is the famous encounter with the Gerasene demoniac. When the Lord casts the demon out of the man, it infests a herd of 2,000 swine and sends them running off the cliff and into the sea, back into the domain of the demons. I think the disciples sensed that there was something more than just a squall, that they were being tested. Tested first by the evil one who wanted them to fail, but also tested by the Lord who wanted them to trust him and not to give in to fear. The Lord, meanwhile, was serenely unconcerned, asleep on a cushion. In his divinity, he knew that there was nothing to fear from the powers at work here, and he knew that it was time for the disciples to learn to trust in him. In our first reading, the Lord God responds to Job's complaints by asserting his mastery of the sea, and therefore we see why Jesus could sleep in the boat. The one who set the boundaries of the sea, set its limits, and stilled its proud waves was there. When the disciples cried out to him and he rebuked the wind and sea, he used the same Greek word he used when he would rebuke demons. The disciples then were in awe, and we could also translate that to say they feared a great fear because they saw that Jesus' word was literally the word of God, powerful over both spirits and forces of nature. The Lord put the disciples to the test, letting them see that the forces of evil and sin may from time to time appear to have the upper hand, but that the Lord's power is supreme, and they, and we, must learn to trust in him. We too will face these tests from time to time. St. Augustine writes, "When you are insulted, that is the wind. When you are angry, that is the waves." So when the winds blow and the waves surge, the boat is in danger, your heart is in jeopardy, your heart is tossed to and fro. On being insulted, you long to retaliate. But revenge brings another kind of misfortune, shipwreck. The saint asks, why? Because Christ is asleep in you. What do I mean? I mean that you have forgotten Christ. Rouse him then, remember Christ, let Christ awaken within you, and give heed to him. Who is this, who even the winds and the sea obey him? When we are tossed about by the winds of adversity and the waves of temptation, we need to cry out for the help of our Lord Jesus Christ and trust that he will safely see us through the storm. St. Paul tells us he indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Our Lord Jesus Christ endured the passion of the cross to save us, you and me, from sin. In turning to him in trust, in living for him, we become new creations in him. In and with him, we have a safe harbor from the tumult of the world. Praised be Jesus Christ, both now and forever. Amen.